No, I'd better have tea. No, I'd better have tea.
Right you are, sir. Full English breakfast with tea. Right you are, sir. Full English breakfast with tea. As you wish, sir. As you wish, sir.
You can if you can bend your knees. You can if you can bend your knees.
Why should... Breakfast has been getting a bad press lately. All that cholesterol, heart disease and that sort of thing. Breakfast has been getting a bad press lately. All that cholesterol, heart disease and that sort of thing. I suppose you think it's strange.
Oh, not at all.
I suppose you think it's strange.
Oh, no. Well, I drink a lot of coffee myself.
No.
Well, I drink a lot of coffee myself.
No, I... You said the dining car wasn't crowded.
Well, it...
You said the dining car wasn't crowded.
Well, it was.
You don't recognize me, do you?
Yes, I do.
Honestly?
Yes, you're the girl who came and sat down at this table a couple of minutes ago.
Oh, you know that's not what I meant. Don't you recognize me from before? From a long time ago?
Well, now you come to mention it...
Yes?
And now that I look at you more closely...
Yes?
I don't believe I've ever seen you before in my life.
Well, then how is it that I know your name?
I'm not aware that you do know my name.
Well, I do. Tom?
Well, I have to admit that you do know my name. My first name, anyway.
I only ever knew your first name. I'm Joanna.
Joanna?
Well, doesn't the name ring a bell?
Not at all.
But we were in love.
I've never been in love.
Well, then you were lying to me. You declared your undying passion.
Look, this is getting embarrassing. The next thing you're going to tell me is that we're married.
Oh, you did propose to me, but I turned you down.
Sensible girl.
I said we were too young to marry.
When did all this happen?
7 years ago. 7 years and 3 months, to be exact.
I was only 14 then.
I was 12.
We were too young to marry. You were absolutely right to turn me down.
Yes, I was right. All the same, I've regretted it ever since. It's been the day I've remembered all my life. That day in Cornwall, when we met at the top of Tintagel Castle and you bought me a cream tea. And when we said goodbye, you gave me a peck on the cheek.
You're joking, aren't you? Or playing some kind of silly game? You're not from one of those TV shows, are you?
Oh, Tom, of course not.
Then it's all a case of mistaken identity. As it happens, I did once spend a holiday in Tintagel, and I do remember having a cream tea. But I have absolutely no recollection of you.
I had pigtails.
I'm sure I was with my parents.
I find it hard to believe that an event so important in my life could have had so little meaning in yours.
But obviously, this event, if it actually happened, made no impression on me. You made no impression on me.
That's very hurtful.
I'm being honest with you.